Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, let's have a listen to this.
And surely now, Sarah Healy command the challenge. Can this be a gold medal run? It's going to be a dice for the line. And Sarah, the next goal for Ireland. And so much heartache is expunged with that performance because she has had her setbacks. But Sarah Healy has done it right, just as she did in 2018 when she did the double in the European Under-18 Championship at 1,500 metres and 3,000 metres. Between then and now, a whole load of heartache has been erased by that gold medal performance for Sarah Healy. A star, the star that we know that she has been in waiting, has finally arrived. This is the beginning of the next part of Sarah Healy's career, and who knows where that's going to take her. But for now, she will be celebrating a gold medal, and Aron Levine will be playing at a medal ceremony at a European Indoor Championships, and Sarah Healy is going to be standing on top of the podium as the gold medalist.
And that's our own Greg Allen there, as Sarah Healy took gold in the 3,000 metres at the European Indoor Athletics Championships on Sunday. And I'm delighted to say that Sarah joins me now on the line from Dubai. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's it like listening to that again?
Yeah, it's nice. I haven't watched it back so many times. So yeah, the commentary from Greg and David was great.
Yeah, well, look, we've dragged you off the track pretty much, haven't we, this morning, because you're in training again.
Yeah. I flew out to Dubai the day after with some of my team, and we're here for about a week before World Indoors, which are in China next week.
Right. Okay. So it's pretty much nonstop, and you don't get much time to enjoy the afterglow of that. But I just wonder, and I think about you training, you know, with that gold medal in your back pocket, does it feel different with the glow of that win still around you after the weekend?
Yeah, it does, I guess. And I suppose it's a bit of a balance of trying to, you know, really enjoy the moment. And like, I was pretty conscious of making sure I did that because, like, you know, I know how rare they are and how hard they are to come by. But then also, obviously, you do need to refocus pretty quickly when you've got another thing coming up. But yeah, I am. Obviously, I'm still kind of on a high. And so I suppose it makes getting back into hard training a bit easier.
Mm-hmm. What's it like standing on the podium with the medal around your neck? What's that moment like?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty surreal, and it all happens, you know, really fast. I think it was like, you know, it was about an hour or so after the race. But yeah, I tried to just, you know, take it all in, and my family were there and some of my training partners and everything, so that was really nice. But yeah, I think I was just trying to take it in as much as I can, but it is pretty surreal feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, and it is probably still now because you're straight back into it, so you don't really get the time to take it in, I would imagine. I was listening to you after the race. I think you were speaking to David Gillick, weren't you, on the track, and you were saying that you described the race as messy and you had to change tack midway through. So take us through what you meant by that.
Yeah, well, I suppose with championship racing, you never know what's going to happen. And in this race, it was pretty slow and in the beginning stages, and so that just kind of means that everyone's bunched up together. And I think there was two falls and just a lot of kind of pushing. And I didn't really expect the race to go like that. So I kind of thought someone else might start to take it on, you know, from further out, so we'd all be kind of strung out. So it was just, yeah, a lot of pushing and shoving and messiness. So you kind of just have to adapt and just make sure you're staying safe and staying on 2 feet. But yeah, luckily I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like anything. You can plan as much as you want, but you have to just be able to, as you say, adapt for what's going to happen in the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, staying calm is huge in that respect. And yeah, I think before I probably would have panicked, but I was glad I've kind of, I don't know, I suppose maybe with a bit older and more mature in my racing now, so I was able to stay calm and conserve as much energy as I could until the very end.
Now, for us athletics civilians, if you like, when do you know when to hit the gas in a longer race?
Yeah, it's one of those things. There's no real right or wrong answer, and I think, you know, you kind of make a plan with normally you sit down with your coach and you talk things through and you make a bit of a plan. But then also it is just kind of like instinct, and you just kind of know when to go. And I had a bit of a rough plan of maybe kind of, yeah, like you said, hitting the gas at about, you know, somewhere in the last 400 meters. But for whatever reason, I waited until about the last 30 in this race. But yeah, I think a lot of it on Sunday, it was probably just instinct. And I think you kind of know, I guess you just are so in tune with your body. And yeah, it's just a bit of an instinct, really.
Well, I know you've worked really hard on that, on being in tune with your body. Cathal Dennehy wrote about this really well, you know, saying that your mind was sabotaging your body at one stage in your career, but you seem to have managed to surpass that, to get over that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's still a work in progress and you're kind of always working on that. But yeah, over the last like 2 years or so, it has kind of felt like I, you know, maybe I was physically ready, but psychologically was not, and kind of wasn't able to perform the way I knew I was capable of performing, especially at the championships where the pressure was a little bit higher. So yeah, I probably just took my mind a little bit of time to catch up with my body. But I think, yeah, over the last few months, I seem to have kind of been able to turn that around and find an approach to racing that works a bit better for me. But yeah, like I say, I feel like it's never, the work there is never really finished. So you're kind of always trying to improve.
Well, it worked at the weekend. Absolutely. I mean, it is so interesting though, what you've said about that time, that when you come to a big race, it was like your energy just left you and you really wanted to win, but then you felt like you don't care almost, when you really did care.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a hard feeling to describe and kind of explain to other people. I kind of used to think of it a bit like, you know, when they say you have in a, you know, really threatening situation, you kind of go into fight or flight mode, or some people go into freeze mode. So I felt like I was freezing a lot of the time and just not able to run the way I normally can in those situations. But yeah, I think it's just when you feel very stressed and kind of threatened by the occasion. So I guess it's sort of like turning those moments, instead of them being threats, kind of seeing them as opportunities, and thinking about, you know, what you have to gain rather than what you have to lose. So that kind of just allows me to perform at my best.
But you feel, I mean, I know you say that work is ongoing, but do you feel with that gold medal now that you have cracked that?
Oh, I don't want to say I've cracked it. I almost feel like that would jinx it, to be honest. But definitely, yeah, definitely made some big progress. But yeah, I think it's a good way that, I mean that in a positive sense, that it's, you know, I just feel like you can always get better. And I think if I, you know, the best athletes in the world have, are like incredibly talented physically, but you need a really, really good mindset as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, obviously this is a big step and I think it'll give me a lot of confidence going into the summer.
Well, we have a message for you from Mayo. A big congratulations to Sarah from all the Healy family in Ballina and County Mayo. We couldn't be more proud of Sarah. That's where the roots are they?
Yeah, my dad is from Ballina in Mayo. So yeah, and I'm a big Mayo football fan.
Okay,
well
they're listening and they're supporting you. Now you've a whole other life, of course, outside of athletics. You just turned 24. You've got a law degree as well, haven't you? Is that where you hope to pursue your career?
I do have a law degree. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what I'll do with that yet. At the minute, I'm a full-time athlete, and that's I'm lucky enough that I'm able to do that as a job. And I feel really lucky to get to do that. But obviously, you know, it's not going to last forever. So maybe I'll go back into law. That does sound like I'm definitely interested in that. But at the minute, I'm pretty focused on this, and I'll just see where it takes me.
I can imagine. And you've got years to go in your athletic career as well. Now, you mentioned the World Indoor Championships in China, which, of course, you're getting ready for. I mean, they're almost upon us, aren't they? It's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 10 days away from when I race.
So how are the preparations going, both for you and the entire Irish team?
It's going well. I'm actually out in Dubai with some of my training partners from the UK, and we're just training here to kind of, we just came here to break up the travel to China. But I think, yeah, everyone's feeling good, and obviously all three of the medal winners from European indoors are traveling to Nanjing to compete there, so hopefully we'll all put in some more good performances there.
And can you explain, Sarah, why Irish athletics is having such a moment right now?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of put one reason down for why it's doing so well, and because I suppose we're doing well across like a whole range of events. But I think, you know, it's when one person achieves something, it makes other people feel like they can do it too. And definitely it's just a case of, you know, good momentum. And I think there are a lot of, you know, good coaches in Ireland, and obviously my coach isn't based in Ireland, but yeah, I think it's just a good momentum and kind of like rising tide type of situation in Irish athletics right now. And there definitely seems to be a lot of support from kind of the general Irish public and stuff, which is great to see.
Yeah, well, there certainly is. And we're all so proud of you, Sarah, and congratulations again, and the best of luck in what's coming up for you. And thank you for taking the time out of your really busy schedule to speak to us. That's Sarah Healy there in Dubai, who, let's remind ourselves, took gold in the 3,000 metres at the European Indoor Athletics Championships only last Sunday. Now, coming up later in the show, mental health counselling online. Just how effective is it? Well, Anne, Harry and Anne-Marie give us their expert opinion. But next, we're going to return to the Taoiseach's visit to Washington.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.